Current state here for Monday. I'm Mark Beshar. We're glad you're listening today. In early 2014, the Obama administration launched My Brother's Keeper, a multifaceted program that supports the nation's youth, particularly young boys of color. Some 200 communities accepted the president's challenge, including Lansing. Now, local organizers are celebrating their recent achievements and beginning a new phase of their outreach. Key members of My Brother's Keeper in Lansing will meet this evening at Lansing City Hall to talk about their plans, including a new mentoring program. Joining me now in the studio are Angela Waters Austin. She's the director of the group One Love Global. Welcome back, Angela.
Good morning, Mark.
And also, Andrew Brewer joins us today. He's the founder of Men Making a Difference here in Lansing. Andrew, welcome.
Good morning.
Remind our listeners, Angela, what the My Brother's Keeper Community Challenge is.
The My Brother's Keeper Community Challenge was offered to municipal leaders across the country, so only a mayor, a county exec, or a tribal chief could accept.
And why was it created?
It was created because there is historical and present data that shows the outcomes for young men of color to be inequitable in terms of across all systems, mm-hmm. from birth all the way through employment and later life earnings.
Mm-hmm. And how many communities across the country took the president up on the challenge?
Over 200 communities.
Mm. And how was it Lansing formed its own MBK group?
Well, Lansing had been doing some of this work. So you had a number of initiatives, some focused on policy, some focused on addressing root causes around health inequity. You had some that were focused on programs really geared towards children of color and engaging communities of color. And for us, it was an opportunity to really look at all the assets that we had and mobilize them and bring them together in a way that it was easy for us to develop an action strategy that became our My Brother's Keeper initiative. It wasn't reinventing the wheel, but really coalescing that great work that had already been moving in our community.
Let's bring Andrew in here and learn more about Men Making a Difference. You lead this nonprofit group that began back in 2011, but the spark for Men Making a Difference began even before that. Tell us about that and what you do in the community.
We do a lot. Basically, we want the Shark community that men are involved, mainly other than sports, just giving back, showing that our young men that we're there. Some of the things that we did with Man Making a Difference is we did the sex and beautification. We also did we do an annual book bag just to make sure they have their tools for school. And we collaborate a lot with other organizations. But the main thing is to show that we care as men in the community.
And it is Men Making a Difference connected in any way to My Brother's Keeper?
Yes, directly connected. And we support, appreciate Angela. She asks us to come aboard and other many other organizations.
So
we
were already out there, but you became a part of the president's thing here after it was announced.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. We're discussing a program here in mid-Michigan known as My Lansing and its participation in a White House initiative called My Brother's Keeper. Our guest today, Andrew Brewer, founder of the Lansing group Men Making a Difference. Also, Angela Waters Austin, founder of the group One Love Global. Angela, My Brother's Keeper has a series of four benchmarks. Explain what those four benchmarks are.
Oh, tonight we're going to celebrate having met all four of those benchmarks. We're one of, I would say, maybe a few dozen in the community that actually launched the My Brother's Keeper Challenge in our community. We did our baseline data research. We identified policies that we really needed to take a look at. We came together and actually revised our community action plan. And tonight we are doing the official public launch of our one-year progress report. We've been at this for a year now, having a plan and putting it in place. So tonight we celebrate having met all of those benchmarks.
Well, go a little bit deeper with us and talk to us about the kinds of things that you've seen over the past 12 months.
Oh, just leaders mobilizing, because this has been a volunteer effort. I just want to say that from the beginning. When the challenge went out, the challenge was mobilizing your community without getting a check in the mail. And so we've had over 100 organizations and leaders step up to the My Brother's Keeper Challenge in our community. Over the past year, the Lansing School Board accepted the challenge. Later in the summer of this year, the Ingham County Board of Commissioners accept the challenge. Our Ingham County Sheriff is on board. So we are now a regional My Brother's Keeper effort. So that's really been the big push for us over the last year, is just continuing to mobilize our resources, because we came to the table with a plan.
Mm-hmm. What's the future like? Are you going to have, how long is this going to be in existence, do you think?
Well, the idea is that you're changing systems and policy, so it never really goes away. The idea for our community is closing gaps across milestones, and that's what My Brother's Keeper is really based on, these milestones that start with being ready for school and ultimately moving into success in the workforce, and then eliminating all the barriers around violence and making sure that young people get a second chance when they do come in contact with the courts. So it's really having all hands on deck across all systems moving this work. So it's our police chief, it's our superintendent, it's our mayor, it's our community and faith-based organization. So we've got private, public, faith, community, parents, youth really driving this effort. And it's taken a year to even mobilize to this point.
I'm really curious. I want to ask both of you. I read about and I see quite a few boys who are struggling. And I guess maybe, Andrew, I'm directing this more to you because your group is Men Making a Difference. You're really trying to connect with boys through Men Making a Difference.
Yes.
Is that right? Sir. Well, I see and I read about a lot of boys who are struggling. And it's really interesting because I see in recent years, I've seen young girls doing really noticeably better than boys. And I'm talking generally here. I'm sure there are some boys who are thriving and there are some girls who are struggling. But really, really broadly, I see a lot more boys struggling than girls. Do you see that as well?
I see it all the time, especially in my community. It's so evident, and you can't take the component of the father and not look at it. You know, many of the young men that we connect with, the father is not in the home.
Mm-hmm.
A mother can do many things, but it's hard for her to teach that young man to be a man.
I think this is one of the most fascinating developments, and it has been so noticeable to me just in the last couple of years. And I don't mean to downplay whatever challenges young girls face as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I'm talking really, really broadly here. Angela, what do you think is going on? Have you thought about this?
I've thought about it, and I'm actually wrestling with some new data that's come out from an organization called Forward Change. Arnold Chandler came here and presented at Michigan Department of Education's conference on young African-American young men in Michigan. And that data showed that boys across all races, all ethnicities, actually perform less well than girls, which is interesting because globally, girls tend to have less education than boys, and yet somehow girls tend to do better even when there's a challenge. And one of the things that came out in his data that I just want to dig deeper into, because I still have to learn it and convince myself, sometimes data is hard to accept, that single-parent homes have a much more detrimental effect on young men than they do on young girls. Mm. Girls can thrive when they have a mom and no dad in a way that young men cannot. Mm. Not having that male present in the home seems to have a much more detrimental effect on young men than on young girls.
Well, Andrew, you alluded to fatherless homes just a minute ago. What challenges, talk to us more about the challenges that single mothers face that your group is encountering, that you're trying to correct.
Well, a lot of times, some of the challenges I've seen is when you have a young man and he's around three or four women, he's the only young man in that house. It can mm-hmm. be difficult, you know, no one to talk to. And then as he become a teenager, you know, his body starts changing. And that can become very frustrating. And that's what I have seen. And also the acting out, you know, with not knowing what's going on with him or no one to talk to or just have that male figure to be an example, that can become difficult.
Mm. Back to My Brother's Keeper here, Angela. On a national scope, MBK has outlined a half dozen milestones that each community, including Lansing, is striving to reach. Let's tick through these, and then I just kind of want to get your thoughts on them collectively. Number one, getting a healthy start in entering school, ready to learn. Two, reading at grade level by third grade. We hear a lot about that. Three, graduating from high school, ready for college and career. Completing post-secondary education or training. 5, successfully entering the workforce, and 6, keeping kids on track and giving them a second chance. Pretty ambitious set of goals.
They are very ambitious, but, you know, they should be very familiar to our listeners, because I'll say that this is something that Michigan State University has been working on and actually been a lead partner in our community. We've been talking cradle to career as the antidote to the school-to-prison pipeline for a better part of the decade here. Mm-hmm. So this is not new, but it's about how we organize the assets differently and hold ourselves accountable for the results, and beginning to understand that a failure at one milestone, it just kind of scaffolds and it creates more difficulty later in life. If you're not reading by third grade, the chances of you graduating ready for college and career are much less.
I'll remind our listeners that there's an event tonight at Lansing City Hall that will recognize some of the achievements that this program has gained all year. There's also a new program we want to point out that just started that involves mentoring, and we encourage everyone to check this out, MBK Mentoring Network. You can learn more about. Where can people go online to learn more about all this activity?
You can learn about My Brother's Keeper in Lansing at oneloveglobal.org. We keep a space there for everything that's My Brother's Keeper.
Very good. We've been talking about local efforts here in Lansing to serve the needs of our young people through the My Brother's Keeper program. Our guests have been Angela Waters Austin, founder of the group One Love Global, and Andrew Brewer, founder of Men Making a Difference in Lansing. Angela, Andrew, many thanks. Good luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.